Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
What's going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, you know, makers, artists, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of bringing their ideas to life by creating new things and getting their work to work. Whether you're just starting out or been at this creative life for some time, I hope you learn something new in this podcast, challenge your assumptions about what is possible, and chase big ideas so you can become who you were born to be. For the last year and a half, I've been hearing this question a lot in response to brainstorming project ideas. But will it scale? I also hear it asked in response to mentorship and communication in general. I'm completely fascinated with this question and find myself thinking a lot about the idea that my work should operate from a scale greater than 1-to-1. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to explore this idea of scale as it applies to creative work, how I feel when I hear people play this card way too early in the creative process, and why there are more factors in play than just our individual time. Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/288. You'll also find links to stream the show on all the major podcast platforms and an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity, along with books, videos, podcasts, and other resources blowing my mind as well. I want to start with a quick disclaimer. I'm not actually tearing anyone down or doing a subtweeting style podcast episode against anyone. I'm really just wanting to take some time and talk through what I think and feel about this idea of scale. I've heard this question often in the past year and a half, usually in development and technical communities. And the question is, but will it scale? And it's usually in response to brainstorming about the performance of a product, a team, or even an individual. And the weight of an idea is often measured in this perceived scale of the future product. And what's interesting is it's just a completely mind-boggling thing to think about, because my understanding of scale comes from my obsession with the metal community. I'm not talking about aluminum or gold or copper. I'm talking about Metallica. When I was a kid, I was obsessed with the magazine Hit Parader. And every time a new issue would come out, I had to get it at the store because I wanted to see what my favorite bands were up to. This was pre-internet days. And I wanted to know what Metallica was up to. I wanted to know what Megadeth was up to. I was obsessed with those two bands. And the world that they created, the mythology that they created, was this idea that scale didn't matter. They were going to tour to every corner of the world and play to as many people as possible. Now, this first part, traveling to as many parts of the world as possible, that doesn't necessarily scale. It takes a lot of time and money to do that, but at the same time, they're playing to as many people as possible. The other day, they played to 90,000 people in Ireland at Slane Castle. That is an unbelievable scale. But when they started off, they would play to 20, 100, 200 people in a club. That doesn't necessarily scale. And yet, they did. They busted ass every day, every week, to become the behemoth that they were. And I wonder if they would have asked the question, hey, does this work scale? They probably wouldn't have cared. They probably would have grabbed a bottle of vodka, downed it, and to them, they had a vision in their mind. So I'm kind of going off on a tangent here, but this is what I think of when I think of scale. I think of you're in a van, you're driving across the country, and this stuff doesn't scale. But eventually, you're building something that's going to become something. You believe in what you're doing, and it's worth the fight and effort. So when I hear, but will it scale, I originally think, well, how do you know that? And as I kind of reflect on the people that have said that, well, it's experience. They know a lot about the process. They've built stuff time and again. And so this question of, but will it scale, I think comes from the notion, especially in programming circles, of don't repeat yourself. I think it's agile. I think it's something I've read it somewhere, but this idea of you don't want to create code that is essentially repeating something that you've already done. Another way of saying it is that it's all about eliminating waste from a system or process. So this idea of scale is a form of waste if it's not high enough, if it's not a big enough scale. Again, this is me just kind of talking through and thinking about this. So when I hear this question, how do I feel? Well, given as to my understanding of scale comes from the mythology of Metallica, I'm usually appalled. I'm just like, what, are you just lazy? Because for me, with creative work, you can actually kill a pretty great idea worrying about whether it scales or not. Sometimes you got to fight through an idea to get to something novel or even downright amazing, and that fight doesn't scale. So the question that I really have for myself right now is, should scale be something I need to consider more of? Should I consider the scale of a product or a team or even myself when it comes to my work? I think so, but maybe scale isn't the right word. How much effort, then, should one exert before you know whether it's worth working on? I think that's really what the question becomes when it comes to scale. You want to make sure that there's a payoff at the end. And it's easier to cut something away at the beginning without spending any time working on it. And it comes down to this idea of, how are decisions made in the creative process? How should scale be addressed in the creative process? Should it be at the beginning? Should it be at the end? Or should it be sprinkled throughout? And these are the questions that I'm left with, and I'm going to come back to them in a second. Another area where this question is asked is with mentorship and communication. I've noticed this with people who really start to get a following and reputation for helping. As they become more known, they push back and kind of stop doing one-on-one help because they don't have the time. It's not scalable for their time to address everyone that reaches out to them. And what's interesting is they end up saying things like, Google that, don't waste my time. And from a bystander perspective, wow, how arrogant. But then on the other hand, as I sit there and think about it, it makes complete sense, especially as I start looking at follower counts and I start looking at and start thinking about, if this were me, how would I be thinking and feeling and responding? So the drive then is to not do one-on-one communication and address what is being asked, but instead create blogs or products or videos that address the answer to that question in order to replace the one-on-one effort with almost a one-to-many approach. Again, nothing wrong with that. It makes perfect sense. And maybe deep down inside, I'm just jealous because I don't have thousands of people messaging me or beating down my door to ask questions. Perhaps it's because in this area, the importance is on making sure that the one-on-one time is an investment is placed on people who matter in their lives. That sounds good. I can understand that. I can relate to that. But it also comes back to this abstract concept of scale. One-on-one relationships, especially of random persuasion, don't make sense. They don't necessarily scale their value. And one-to-many makes much more sense, because when you create a product that can address the questions that many people have, you can start looking at the value of that product based on how many people look at it, like it, buy it. And so then you can validate that value in your mind so much more. But here's where I think the mark is missed on the one-to-one scale. The first assumption that I have is that the advice that is given is valuable and actionable. The second assumption is that the advice given to someone is acted upon. So with those two assumptions, the question then again is, where is the mark missed with a one-on-one scale. Well, I think where that mark is missed is that scale is not immediately measured in a one-to-one capacity. And I also think that it can actually be greater in the long term for one person. So this question of, but will it scale? It's good to ask, and I need to ask this question more of myself. But too soon in a creative process, I think leads to a short-term addiction to results, and really you might just lose ideas that could actually be something amazing if it's asked too soon. On the other hand, asking it too late, you might miss the opportunity to address a bigger audience or even see the bigger picture. And I think this is something that I definitely fall into on the latter end of the scale. So what do? I think you need to make it part of the creative process. Don't let it stop you, though, from taking action, because trying things out in small interactions and transactions might just surprise you. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.